This was Walpurgist Night. Walpurgis Night, when according to the belief of millions of people, the devil was abroad. Through my eyelashes, I saw above me the two great flaming eyes of a gigantic wolf. Its sharp white teeth gleamed in the gaping red mouth, and I could feel its hot breath, fierce and acrid, upon me. It was an old, rambling, heavy-built house of the Jacobean style, with heavy gables and windows, unusually small, and set higher than was customary in such houses, and was surrounded with a high brick wall, massively built. Indeed, on examination, it looked more like a fortified house than an ordinary dwelling. It's been so long empty that some kind of absurd prejudice has grown up about it. As to what there was against the house itself, she could not tell. She had often asked, but no one could inform her. But there was a general feeling that there was something. There, on the great high-backed carved oak chair by the right side of the fireplace, sat an enormous rat, steadily glaring at him with baleful eyes. Have you a strong will? Have you a true heart that can be brave for one you love? Of course, old man, this is all a joke. A ghastly one, but still a joke. I see here the flowing of blood. It will flow before long. It's running in my sight. It flows through the broken circle of a severed ring. What is it, dear? Tell me the fortune, but do not frighten me. This is the hand of a murderer. The murderer of his wife.
Bram Stoker, Dracula's Guest and Other Dark Tales. Read by Peter Guinness. Visit textbookstuff.com to find out more.
Dracula.